Father, we thank you for just your great love that you've torn down walls and turned them into dust and blown them out of our way, and that your unconditional love has made a way that we can boldly come into your presence. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we just ask that you would open our understanding to your word, and that we would make the 18-inch journey from our understanding to our heart, that we could walk it out. In Jesus' name. So, the Lord gave me this word to share, and it's based out of a prophetic word he gave me 3 years ago. He gave me this word, and then he started explaining to me how to walk it out. And he started revealing better, more understanding to me. And it's been a journey, and now he's asked me to share with you what he shared with me. So we're going to start with a little review on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Just quickly run through some of this. The first verse is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. The manifestation of Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For one is given a word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation in tongues. But one and the same Spirit works at all of these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. And then we're going to jump to verse 28. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administration, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. So just, you know, different gifts. And here's just a listing of some of them. But each of us are given different gifts and individual gifts. But it's the same Holy Spirit in giving us these gifts. The gifts are to, our individual gifts are to profit all. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, decides and distributes these gifts as He yields, as He decides to, right? It's His decision. How much, who gets what. The next verse is Romans 12, 3 through 8. For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members, but in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another, having the gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Let us then, if prophecy, let us prophesy. in proportion that is our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So we receive grace and we accept it by faith, and it's to bring unity. Different gifts, different members in the same body function differently. We're not cookie cutter, right? What sometimes we forget is we need diversity to be unified, right? Because if we're all the same, that's not unity, that's uniformity, and that's different. We need diversity, the different gifts by the Holy Spirit. He decides who and how much, right? But it's not to be individuals, it's to be needed for one another to bring unity. So we can lean where I'm weak and someone else is strong, I can lean on them. Where I'm strong, someone else is weak, I can help them out, right? It's to unify the body. 1 Corinthians 14, 8 through 11. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke in tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks in tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. So we're to pursue love, but desire, in some verses, earnestly desire the spiritual gifts for all of us, right? All of the body, to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts that he has for us. And sometimes there... So here specifically, we understand that there's prophetic gifts, the gift of prophecy, word of knowledge, words of wisdom. The gift of tongues that's being spoken here is in the prophetic category. So if I give a prophetic gift of tongues and I don't interpret it, or there's no one in the house for the interpretation, that can lead to confusion. And it's different from our the tongues we speak in worship and warfare that the Lord, so we can pray, we can intercede. So everyone understands the difference there. All right. 1 Peter 4, 8 through 11. Where am I? And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability in which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever. Amen. Right? So these gifts that we're given, we're also to minister to one another, right? We're to build each other up. If someone is in a need, then the gifts that we have, we're to minister and draw the body closer together. We're to be good stewards of the gifts we're given, right? Stewardship of our time, of our words, of the gifts, of the blessings that we're given by God. We need to be good stewards of all that we've been given, right? And the stewardship and how we walk in the gifts that are given are all to glorify God, right? So how do we receive the spiritual gifts? We get them from the Holy Spirit. We ask, we earnestly desire, right? All of us. There's not, well, no, you don't qualify gifts. No, anyone that is a child of God should earnestly desire spiritual gifts. And then Holy Spirit distributes them, right, as He sees fit, because He knows if we all have the same gift, well, then we're weak in other areas. We're really strong here. But that's why He distributes different gifts to each of us, so that it brings unity to the body. All right. So these are gifts from the Holy Spirit. We need to go to Ephesians 4, 7 through 16. But to each one of us, grace, which was given according to the measure of Christ's gift, therefore He says, when He ascended on high, He led captivity captive, and He gave gifts to men. Now this, He ascended, what does it mean but that He first also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that He may fill all things. So the He that Paul is talking about is Jesus Christ, right? And he's quoting Psalms 68 as he's explaining this, because he didn't have the New Testament yet to explain it. So he is explaining that this He talked about in Psalm 68 is Jesus Christ, and that He gave men gifts also. So, okay, verse 11. And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, and for edifying the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but seeking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto Him who is the head, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by on which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So, now there's a difference, and the reason why there's a difference, and we know there's a difference, is because Paul went out of his way. He shared both things. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But he went out of his way to specify that these gifts were not gifts of men, but gifts of Christ Jesus to men. Right? And there's a different purpose for the gifts. There's so the Holy Spirit gifts are all of us. All of us are children of God, right? So all of us have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We should strongly desire them, right? Request them, the Holy Spirit, and He will distribute as needed. But these gifts here that Paul's talking about, we put them in a different title, and it's not in the Word, but we call them office gifts, these five gifts, or the fivefold ministry gifts. So, He gave grace. And we need to understand that grace is more than just God showed grace on me today and I got more than I deserved. It's it's the monetary function of heaven, right? So I can, if God says, gives me a word and says, you need to go here, I can't go there until I receive the grace to do it. I can try, I can want to, but until He gives me the grace to accomplish what He's called me to do, I can't do it in my own work. It's impossible. So if He gives you a calling to do something and then gives you the grace to do it, what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago, now you're able to do. Right? And so how long do we have these gifts, the fivefold ministry gifts? Verse 13 says, until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So I just need to apologize. I'm sorry I'm holding things up. Right? Because until we all accomplish that level, the need for the fivefold ministry or the office gifts is still needed for the church. So, why do we need it? It's for the equipping of us, the saints, the church, His bride, so that we, not the leadership, His bride, the church, the work of the ministry. Sometimes we get confused and we think, well, that's the pastor's job, or that's the prophet's job, or that's... No, no. They're growing us up. That's our job, to do the ministry that we're called to, that the body is... The whole body, the unified body of Christ, is called to. For the work of the ministry, for edifying the body, for bringing us into maturity, to strengthen us, to bring us to the foundation of truth, that we will not be tricked anymore, that we come to a new maturity, that the deceit and the lies of the enemy that would try to cause us to stumble, as they do their job, we gain power and authority so that we aren't blown here and there, that the news of the day doesn't sway our emotions, because we have a new understanding and a deeper strength, a deeper maturity that I'm built up, I'm stronger. What affected me yesterday doesn't affect me today, so that I can go out and minister where I'm called and who I'm called to. So, that's a little rehab. And then I have the prophetic word that was given to me that I'd like to share. And it just disappeared. Okay. So, this was given to me, but through what the Lord has shown me in the past 3 years, this is for all of us. You know, it's interesting how we offer ourselves to God and He works on us for years, and then all of a sudden the giftings begin to show up. Why? Why does that happen? It's always got to do with other people's needs. It's nothing to do with our authority or our mantle, or so to speak. The mantle shows up because other people have needs. It's all about serving. Amen? It's just, I just see a big increase in your empowerment to help people. Massive increase in empowerment to help people. I said to your mom when she goes to Wales, the fivefold ministry can show up and we can do any of it according to the need of the people. So you know that there's people that I meet and I get to pastor with them. A little bit of shepherding comes out. There's other people, it's prophetic. There's other people, it's evangelism. Why should we say, I only do one? Amen? So Lord, I thank You for a mighty outpouring of all of the fivefold ministry through this group of believers. And it's, will help them meet the needs of the people, in Jesus' name. So a couple weeks later, after I received that word, I drive a lot for work, from town to town, doing different things. And lots of times I have a loop of worship music I put on. Sometimes I'll just have a teaching playing as I'm driving. And the teaching was on similar, talking about the gifts of the fivefold ministry gifts specifically. And he was showing during the teaching he was talking about, and then it came back to my memory about the word, and so then the Lord told me that I needed to seek out fivefold ministers that are called for the equipping, and to seek grace from each individual so that I may function. Now that word wasn't calling me to a fivefold ministry position, but it's to function so that I can meet the needs of the people that the Lord sends me. Right? So then he started putting on my heart certain people that I knew. And he brought to my memory that I've actually done to this before the word. And one of them, me and my son together, because the Lord had promised that if we were there when my father passed, that his mantle would fall on us. And my father was a pastor. He had a pastor's heart. There was no second-guessing that part. He had the pastor's heart. And before he passed, I went to him, and I knelt at his side of his bed, and he put his hands on me, and he imparted to me the gifts, the pastoral gifts. Now, that did not make me a pastor, but it allowed me to function pastorally. Does that make sense for everyone? Ephesians 3, verses 1 and 2. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles. If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. So Paul, an apostle, not called by men, by God, right? One of the five office gifts. Has been given extra grace, not for himself, but to share with those around us. Right? And so here's confirmation. The Lord's asking us to come to the fivefold leadership that we are associated with and ask for the grace to help us function in the needs that God has given us. Matthew 10:41. For he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. So this isn't about wearing badges of titles, but we need to have the understanding of who we're going to so we can receive the proper grace to function in that gift, right? So I can't come to a pastor and expect prophetic gifting, right? And sometimes today, like, there's the general title. Like you hear when, before worship, if you have a word, come see Pastor Al, Pastor Casey, Pastor Ron, Pastor Mary, right? So that's the title, but they're gifting. Ron's gifting the pastor, right? Valerie's gifting's teacher. Al, prophet, apostle. Casey, shalom, pastor, right? So if we have that understanding, when we come to them, we have an understanding of the grace we're requesting so that we can function, right? But if I don't believe or understand, and I receive Al not as a prophet or apostle. I'm just receiving the reward of receiving a fellow brother and a righteous man. So our understanding of who God has called them to be, and it's not, and another difference is, it isn't what they do, they're the gift. Right? It's who they are. Right? So I can have a gift of prophecy, it doesn't make me a prophet. We can prophesy. Right? And some of that understanding, like, I understood the difference better. Like, my mom is a teacher. So, towards the end, my dad had invited her to go spring turkey hunting with us. And, I've been turkey hunting or hunting with my father since I was four, and just the outdoors and everything we see, and you kind of, right? So my mom comes once, and she gets a teaching out of it. And I'm like, I've been in the woods 47 years, but it's because she's a teacher. She can teach. We can all teach, but it isn't what she does. It's who she is, right? Have you ever gotten out of here without a hug from Ron? Right? Pastoring isn't what he does. Pastor is who he is. Right? So that helps explain a little bit more the difference. So on that teaching that I had heard in the car when the Lord really started talking to me more about this, the guy teaching gave two examples that really helped me. And the first example was, if you're buying property, and this happens more in higher elevation or out west, if I buy property where I'm not on town water, I need a well, right? I can buy property, and if I don't, I may not have well water. They can test and drill and dig, and there's no water to dig the well on my property. But if I can go to my neighbor and come into agreement and make some sort of arrangement, I can tap into their well or the water that's flowing on their property. You come to my house, you can drink the water, wash your hands, take a shower, everything's, you don't know it's not my water, right? But the water I'm using is because I've come into agreement with Al, right? And it's not my gifting, it's the gifting that Al has given me through the grace that he has been stewarding for me, right? So another example that he gave was a soda fountain, right? So there's five different flavors on the fountain. They're all soda water, right? But I can't pull the Coke fountain and expect to get root beer. Does that make sense? Right? So if I'm coming to a prophet to I'm coming to a prophet to receive a prophet's reward. I'm not coming to a pastor to receive a prophet's reward. So the grace that we are requesting will be a different flavor according to who we request it from. Right? Now, when that happens, like I said before, that doesn't make me a prophet, but I can function prophetically to meet the needs as Holy Spirit sees as those people come to us. Right? So that gifting, that grace that we've received, all of us can function in the gifting for the needs of those that the Lord has given us. Does that make sense? And, we're really gifted in this house with the office gifts that are here. I mean, there's some houses that may have one, and sometimes there's frustration because his office gifting may not be pastor, but if he's the only one, he's pastor, and some of the pastoral gifts are hard for him, and then there may be frustration. So we need to recognize that and pray for them. And so that's another thing about the unity of the body, right? So this house may have all five, this house may have one or two, but when we're unified, not just as individuals in this house, but as a whole, and the Lord's bride, as his church, then we can help fill. Well, we're strong here. We can help you with that. Or you need prophetic. Well, we can help with the prophetic or the administration of an apostle. Right? Does that make sense? Once again, unification. And so the Lord has given us, so as we understand from what Paul said, that the Lord has given the fivefold ministry leaders grace, not just for themselves to walk out what they're called to do, but they're stewarding grace for our behalf. Right? And so what the Lord asked me to do, and at the last elders meeting I shared with them, was to share this, but was really to ask them if they were willing to release the grace of their calling on the body so that we may function stronger. Right? So, and they all very graciously agreed, you know, because that's what they're called to do. You know, they're not just, so El being a prophet, his main role, even though it's a strong role, isn't to prophesy. It's to teach us to prophesy, to duplicate himself in us, right? So each one that we have here, we can come and seek. We've seen it, if we pay attention to the Holy Spirit, we've seen it in leadership. If a pastor was raised up as the worship leader, 90% of the church is going to be in the worship team, right? So if there's a pastor that has a strong prophetic call, we're going to hear more prophecy in the church, right? Does that make sense? It's because it's the covering, the grace we're under, right? So Romans 1:11. I long to come to you that I may impart a spiritual gift to you that you might be established. So Paul, writing to Romans, saying, I long to come to you to impart spiritual gifting. Now, you can read the letter I wrote you. You can study it. Knowledge is good. But imparting the grace to walk out the knowledge that you've learned is essential. So he's talking about imparting the grace that he had been asked to steward in Ephesians 3. So that we may be established. So that when I know what I'm to do, I have the authority to walk it out. Right? I have the grace and the ability to walk it out. Because the Lord can give me a word and say, you're going to do this, and if it's not in his timing, and I try to do it on myself, ask Moses, we fail. Right? But when it's his timing and we have the grace to accomplish it, no matter how unbelievable it sounds, we will succeed. Because now we have the grace, the grace from heaven to accomplish what we're called to do. So this is an opportunity for us to receive impartation of grace so that we may, can you read my own writing? So that we may function in the office gifts, not as office gift leader, right? And just because we receive the grace to function now does not mean at some season some of us may be called to an office position, but this is not that yet, right? So just, I don't want to encourage everyone running out and starting their own parking lot ministry, right? Because we've come into agreement with the leadership to tap into their well, right? So that we can use the grace they've given us. If we come out of agreement, if we come out of authority, we lose authority. Right? So if I come and do this and then next week, hey, I'm going it on my own, well, it's different to be sent, right, with authority. So the same authority we have here, now if we're sent, we have authority. Some of us will come and go as the Lord leads. Some of us may be called to different places to establish kingdom and move on and grow that there. Some of us may stay here their entire walk with the Lord just to help build each other up and to work on the local area. But we still need the gifting so that we can function properly. Does that make sense? So we're going to walk this out.
So one of the foundational teachings of Christianity is the laying on of hands for impartation. That's what we're going to do. Many times Jesus touched people, or they touched him, and they received what they needed, healing, deliverance. So don't expect that there's going to be a long prayer over you. There may be words released. So for you who are on the web, in a few minutes we will be still recording, but we'll turn off the webcast. I'm going to call up the fivefold gifts which are in this house, because we are a blessed house who have people fellowshipping with us who are ordained in one or more of the gifts in other places, but they just like to come and fellowship with you all. So I'm going to try to line them up by their gift. So Mark Schmidt, would you come up and sort of stand over here? And I have a protocol how we're going to do this so we can get home before breakfast. Mark is ordained as a pastor. Casey Houck is ordained as a shamar pastor, someone who watches, someone who sees, someone who speaks in and helps you mature from what she sees. It's a prophetic gifting. Rob DeMattis is a pastor teacher. What does that mean? He can pastor, but his real gift is teacher. Ron Sykes. Come on down. Ron is a pastor teacher, but he will be someday an apostolic evangelist. So that's prophecy over his life. So he also carries that. And those of you who know Ron, you know he's out there catching the fish one at a time or a whole bunch at once. He doesn't like to clean them. That's the pastor's job, not the prophet's job. Valerie Sykes is a prophetic teacher. So the adjective is a gift that they have from the Lord. The noun, teacher, is the way that that gift is made. And you know that when Valerie teaches, there's prophetic revelation behind what's in there. I am an apostolic apostle who teaches. I've been gifted in those three things. I've been ordained as a prophet, and I've been ordained as an apostle. I am an apostolic apostle who teaches. I'm an apostolic prophet. I'm a prophetic apostle who teaches. My main gift is apostolic. I'm looking at the prophets and getting all worked up. I am a prophetic apostle who teaches. I know who I am. I had a pastor that we oversee in Texas send me a text message this morning. He said, I just listened to your word, and I broke up laughing when, I guess I said in the message, I've never been accused of being a pastor. In case he confirms that. So what we want to do tonight is impart the gifts and the graces Alan was talking about that were put in each of us to all of you. Now, if you're on the web, How many of you ever walked across the room and then touched something and gotten a spark?
Yes.
Do you know God can do much more than that?
Amen.
So put one hand on yourself and one hand on your screen or your phone. And Lord, we say release to them the grace of every gift, especially intercession. Because none of these gifts that you're going to get work without intercession before the Lord. Is that true? Well, Jesus is always making intercession for all of us. And he is the five gifts of apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and pastor. So we impart those to you on the web now. And to all those who are listening, we impart the grace to be who Jesus is for the persons that you are sent to minister to. And we release you and send you to go and minister and expand the kingdom in Jesus' name. So we're going to keep recording, but we're going to shut off the web broadcasts now.